Could we get John Catsimatidis to buy a property in Atlantic City? Buy that property that just that Al was just talking about.
I was trying to get him to buy the Revel, and he said,
"Well, that I understand is not a great investment."
Yeah, he didn't want. He put it in a bid, but it was so far below what they were.
He's
what
smart.
They ultimately
he's smart. Yeah.
But he said, "You know, I'm not eager to do it because it's like another job. You know, it's another job.
We'll do it though. We'll broadcast from down there. It'll be so much fun. You could gamble.
He's probably listening.
You could gamble all day.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, Al. What was that? Was that the old Hilton? That was the old Atlantic City Hilton that you're talking about.
Most recently, it was the
it was the Nugget back in the day
Atlantic
when the old man, Steve Wynn used to own that way back in the day. The old man used to play down there.
It's
a great property.
TJM Properties bought it for $13.5 million off of Caesars. They were supposed to sell it to Endeavor Property Group,
but it fell
through.
That's parking money. That's gas for John's jet.
That's right. John probably made $20 million since we've been on the air this morning.
Come on, let's go down.
Well, no, didn't he say about the Revel? It wasn't not only would you have to buy the building. You were assuming the debt on top of the building, which wouldn't have been cost effective for him.
So, John, if you're listening, please buy the Atlantic Club.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And we'll go down. We'll broadcast from the mornings down there.
Yeah.
You could gamble all day.
I love it.
Could we have it in a lounge where I could smoke?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just have a cigar? Well, you know, we'll have a filtration
we'll have
system.
Al's Craft Beer Bar. This is great.
Come on, stop. No. Now you're making me tingle.
Think about how great that.
Cthulhu's I'd be dead before I'm 50.
Frank, you could be a croupier down there.
It.
You
I
could
like
run
it.
Down there.
You could wear your fedora all the time.
I will cast all the showgirls. Come on, this is great.
All right, that's it. Let's go. I'm out of here.
We got crickets. Crickets
I'm rich.
In the morning. Come on. I'm rich. Get the bag. Norton,
get the bag.
Get the bag.
I think it's not a bad idea.
I leave you my fortune.
Get the bag.
We're rich. 640.
You imagine the picture outside the casino, the three of us, like, hey, how you doing? We're opening up. You know.
You couldn't smoke on the air every day, though. That would take
a
toll
on
your voice.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would.
No.
And
he
would drink
every day. Well, no, and I'd be dead by 50.
We would last like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Every time I do the news,
you would be broke.
You'd be broke. You've had three new ex-wives. Right. You'd need a new lung. That's it.
We'd be a mess.
And a kidney.
It'd be the worst thing you could. And a kidney
and liver, whatever. Yeah,
and then we could do a charity fundraiser. You know?
I would finally get divorced. Joe would be happy. You'd throw me a party.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be good. I'd be at your crab bar. We'd be a wreck. Maybe not a good. John, forget what we said. We're gonna stay right
not
here.
Not a good idea.
6:50 right now. Debbie would be right there. Debbie on
that
the trampoline in Atlantic City.
No,
do you
Debbie
know?
Would outlive all of us.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have a drink. Nothing. You know.
No. We'll have like you know they had the go-go girls back in the 60s, but Debbie on a trampoline doing. The traffic and the weather.
Do you want me to break my neck? Do you want to put me in my grave early?
No, you're in shape, girl. I know you work out with your gorgeous trainer and George.
John.
No. His name is Marcisco. My trainer's name is Marcisco. He owns
Debbie,
Core Fitness
Debbie,
in Jersey City.
Do more crunches for me, baby.
He doesn't
Debbie.
Speak with that kind of an accent.
That's the name of Al's cookie lady.
My name is Francisco.
He's from Jamaica. He's not French.
Two more, man. Two more, man. Two more. Hey, come on, Debbie.
He's a Jamaican-American.
I want to see that workout.
Notice how she's a Jamaican-American. Like, we're going to check his passport.
Don't you dare get rid of him. I love my trainer. He's
the best. Oh, I'll bet you do.
He keeps me in shape. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, we thank him for that. Thank you, Marcisco. What's his name?
Yes, Marcisco.
Marcisco. Narcissistic?
Marsupial? What?
He owns Four Fitness in Jersey City. So if you guys want to work out one day, let's all go. Okay?
Here's a question. 6 minutes ago, when we were discussing North Korea having the hydrogen bomb, is this where you saw the conversation going?
And then we're talking about Al's bar. Al owning a bar one day. John Casamatisi buying
the
place in Atlantic City.
Is this the workout music?
Jamaican workout music.
No. You know what? I'm going to send you a list of the workout music.
Oh,
it's
good.
Definitely not like this.
You know what? You should send us a video, the workout tape. And this way,
he's so bad.
James Bond style.
You're so bad.
Listeners.
But a great idea.
I'm not on a trampoline. I can tell you that.
The workout video. We could sell that. All these entrepreneurial ideas that we have here.
The workout. Just watching.
This is great. 6:52. Debbie, we're so sorry. We're in a silly mood. Debbie's on the road with all the traffic right now. Not on a trampoline. Okay. There
I
we
just
go.
Absolutely love this music for my traffic. This is fun. Let's go to the inbound George Washington Bridge. It's 45 minutes in with some earlier problems. problems cleared on the cross, Bronx, Lincoln 30, Holland 20. Over on 80 eastbound exit 28, getting out toward the area of Roxbury, it's an accident. Route 1 northbound, Finnegan's Lane in Middlesex County. Watch out for an accident there. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly here as you head to the Taconic southbound. Taconic southbound approaching the Croton Reservoir Bridge. Accident with injuries. It looks like two lanes blocked. A lot of activity there. And the Palisades Parkway south exit 10 into New City, a collision. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound belt right at the Southern State with an accident still working. And the LIE westbound slowing down big time into Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound Gowanus heavy traffic up and out toward the Prospect. Alternate outside parking rules in effect. Subway is running on or close to schedule. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.